Prime Circle, of course, going on tour. And it's the World We Know tour. And it kicks off this weekend at Railway Cafe, at Railways Cafe in Pretoria. I'm so pleased to tell you that with me in the studio is, of course, Gavin Edwards and Neil Breitenbach. Very warm welcome
Hello.
To you both.
Thank
and
you for having us,
702
guys.
Breakfast.
Yeah, man.
At this stage of your career, in terms of the music, where are you in terms of what you are sounding? What can people expect to see from the World We Know tour?
So Prime Circle is still sounding like Prime Circle. I mean, the band sound is the band sound. Obviously, with a new flavor with Gavin on vocals now. And yeah, the band is, if you put the radio on and you listen to Prime Circle, you're going to get the same music, you're going to get the same show, just with a new flavor of new vocals. And
we're going to give it all the energy on stage as well. We've got big song. It's big songs. Prime Circle's got big songs. And then the show we're making even bigger. So it's going
to
be
awesome. How difficult is it to take on that mantle of being the lead vocalist?
Massive, massive, massive. I mean, there's a history. There's a long history. So it's a great opportunity to take on that much. I always throw myself in the deep end. This time it was deep end, big shoes, awesome songs. If you put your head down, work hard enough, learn as much as you can, you get the job done and you give it everything you can with your full heart. It's amazing.
How do you work around that with these songs that are obviously going to be very familiar to the fans, maintaining the legacy, but at the same time putting your own flavor to the songs?
I think there was, so I come from the same era, so we did have a bit of the rock grunge sound, so that was tick that box. The most important thing is that Prime Circle has put in their hearts in every song, every project. If I did the same and sang the songs like the songs are supposed to be sung, they are Prime Circle songs. It'll sound like Prime Circle.
Lockdown, the pandemic, how did that change things for you, Neil?
I think going into the pandemic, we were touring a lot. So it was actually a blessing in disguise because the band was like, I think a lot of the guys were burnt out just from touring, traveling around the world. And we actually, before going into lockdown, we were actually discussing like, let's just take a couple of months off. Because, I mean, being in a tour bus in small places together for such a long period of time, it gets hectic. And, I mean, you're a family at the end of the day and family have feuds, but then you become friends again and all that jazz. But going into lockdown was a blessing in disguise for us. I mean, obviously, financially, it was hard for everybody. But I feel for Prime Circle, it was like maybe the break that we needed just to regroup, retouch. But, yeah, it was all right. But obviously, like I said, the financial thing was tough for everybody. But I mean, once things started opening up, a lot of like corporate companies started booking us for Zoom shows, that kind of thing. And that kind of kept the band going through lockdown. But that was all right. We survived and yeah, we are. And with a new facelift.
What are you looking most forward to?
For when? For the future. Well, just writing new songs. I mean,
the album.
Because obviously We always say the songs are the rock stars, right? So now we're creating more rock stars, writing new music, the album, the tours.
That's coming out in June, am I correct?
Future,
the new album?
In May or June?
In May, June.
We're actually in the studio at the moment recording them, so that's exciting. Yeah.
So what, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is what do fans need to look forward to? What are you looking forward to? We've all come out of this pandemic period and there's a little bit of a haze, I suppose, still associated with it, but onto the future, new things. You're touring, you've got a new album. What
touring,
are you
touring the album,
to?
The new face, the new voice now. So I think there's a lot of excitement. That's what everyone can basically be looking forward to. There's a lot of excitement from us. You know, we've been given this opportunity to carry on making music for everybody that loves it, to carry on singing the Prime Circle songs. Now we're creating new music. So it's a lot of new things happening that we started from January to February to March. I mean, we're not even halfway through this year and we've accomplished what we should have done, I think, in the year to 2 years now. So all of that excitement, I think, is what people can understand, that there's five guys now that are super, super excited to just give it everything they've got, like they're 17.
Gavin, sometimes rock music in South Africa is treated as a kind of poorer cousin. I mean,
yes,
we focus a lot on other
that
genres. and not everybody takes South African rock seriously. I think Prime Circle is often an exception to that rule.
100%.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But is there space for growth for this genre, for this music?
I've been keeping my ear to the ground. I've been watching a lot of social media and with overseas as well. Rock is going to do something very funny coming up now. I think rock is coming back for a cycle. I've been watching the Pearl Jam people. I've been watching Bush is recording again. The Nickelbacks have got a documentary out. Bon Jovi's also recording now. I think there's a bit of a cycle of rock coming back. So let's hope that, you know, we get some rock shows going in South Africa again.
But we are going to
keep that flag flying high in South Africa with the rock music.
Some of the collabs coming up. I mean, why don't we collab with some, I'm a piano, I'm a rock, I'm a, hey, you know what I mean? It could be something cool, you know?
Make the circle bigger.
Own flavor, yeah.
The World We Know Tour kicks off this weekend, as I say, at Railways Cafe in Pretoria. It's a standing show.
Yeah.
So all seating will be on a first-come, first-serve basis. This is, of course, under the tent at the back of the venue. There'll be a delicious food truck. There'll be a bar available. You can get details on the website, primecircleband.com. If you're in Pretoria, if you're a fan of this music,
yes,
you're a fan of this band, let's come and have a great time in Pretoria this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Thanks
Neil and
us.
Gavin, for coming in.
Thanks for having us, guys.